By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back. Today, mashallah, we have really a beautiful topic. It's a little about history, a little, well, quite is some information, in fact, not just a little, it shall be, inshallah, quite informative for youngsters and elders alike. Alhamdulillah, we always begin by listening to the glorious Quran. We have listened to the entire Surah Al-Fatiha, the first surah, the first chapter of the glorious Quran, followed by the second chapter of the glorious Quran, possibly the longest, Surah Al-Baqarah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So the Al-Fatiha, which means the opening, it is the opening to the glorious Quran, followed by Surah Al-Baqarah, the Surah of the cow. We've heard the incident as of the cow, as well as many other things from the glorious Quran. Such a long surah. Alhamdulillah, with time, a little a day, look how much we have achieved. We have listened to the complete surah. And now coming to the third surah, which we had very recently begun, the surah of Ali Imran. Al means family. Imran was an individual named after a person, Imran. And as for who this person is, inshallah, maybe we shall be discussing this very soon too. But let's begin our day by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
ان الدین عند اللہ الاسلام.
بے شک اللہ کے یہاں اسلام ہی دین ہے.
ومختلف الذین اوتوا الكتاب الا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغیا بینهم.
اور پھوٹ میں نہ پڑے کتابی مگر بعد اس کے کہ انہیں علم آ چکا اپنے دلوں کی جلن سے.
وَمَن يَكْفُرُ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
اور جو اللہ کی آیتوں کا منکر ہو تو بے شک اللہ جلد حساب لینے والا ہے.
فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ فَقُلْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّهِ وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِ وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْأُمِّيِّينَ أَسْلَمْتُمْ.
پھر اے محبوب اگر وہ تم سے حجت کریں تو فرما دو میں اپنا منہ اللہ کے حضور جھکائے ہوں اور جو میرے پیرو ہوئے اور کتابیوں اور ان پڑھوں سے فرماؤ کیا تم نے گردن رکھی.
فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
پس اگر وہ گردن رکھیں جب تو راہ پا گئے اور اگر منہ پھیریں تو تم پر تو یہی حکم پہنچا دینا ہے اور اللہ بندوں کو دیکھ رہا ہے.
اِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَبَشِّرْهُم بِعَذَابٍ. عذاب علیم.
وہ جو اللہ کی آیتوں سے منکر ہوتے اور پیغمبروں کو ناحق شہید کرتے اور انصاف کا حکم کرنے والوں کو قتل کرتے ہیں، انہیں خوشخبری دو دردناک عذاب کی.
اولئک الذین حبطت اعمالهم فی الدنیا والآخرہ وما لهم من ناصرین.
یہ ہیں وہ جن کے عمل اکارت گئے دنیا و آخرت میں، اور ان کا کوئی مددگار نہیں.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
کیا تم نے انہیں نہ دیکھا جنہیں کتاب کا ایک حصہ ملا، کتاب اللہ کی طرف بلائے جاتے ہیں کہ وہ ان کا فیصلہ کرے، پھر ان میں کا ایک گروہ اس سے روح گردان ہو کر پھر جاتا ہے.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ.
یہ جرأت انہیں اس لیے ہوئی کہ وہ کہتے ہیں ہرگز ہمیں آگ نہ چھوئے گی مگر گنتی کے دنوں.
وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
اور ان کے دین میں انہیں فریب دیا اس جھوٹ نے جو باندھتے تھے.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
تو کیسی ہوگی جب ہم انہیں اکٹھا کریں گے اس دن کے لیے جس میں شک نہیں، اور ہر جان کو اس کی کمائی پوری بھر دی جائے گی اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا.
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتَنزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّن تَشَاءُ.
یوں عرض کر، اے اللہ ملک کے مالک، تو جسے چاہے سلطنت دے اور جس سے چاہے سلطنت چھین لے.
وَتُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
اور جسے چاہے عزت دے اور جسے چاہے ذلت دے، ساری بھلائی تیرے ہی ہاتھ ہے، بے شک تو سب کچھ کر سکتا ہے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. MashaAllah, we were listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. So many, undoubtedly it is the Quran, undoubtedly it is replete and full of lessons for us to be learned, because it is sent as a guidance for us, Madani viewers of Madani Channel, to read, to learn from, and for us to seek guidance from. This is something which we are not doing. But MashaAllah, on the first, I think the first verse we listened to was informing us and telling us that the only deen, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think the last one possibly which we heard was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respect to whomsoever he wishes. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings humiliation. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that disgraces. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tarnishes one's reputation. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us everything we have. Whatever we have, it is that which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must always say Alhamdulillah, always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, we shall come to learn about this today. Yes, today we shall be speaking about the Islamic calendar, the history of the Islamic calendar, how the Islamic calendar was made, What are the meanings of the months? Where do these months come from? Inshallah, some of this we shall be hearing. But let's move on. Subhanallah, we have listened to the tilawat of the glorious Quran, and now moving on to the Naat Sharif, the description, the praise of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Allah karam, Allah karam.
حبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we have just listened to, mashallah, the Kalam Sharif, a beautiful dua. Alhamdulillah, and I pray that these duas which we have been making, which we have been listening to, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them in our favor. Really, just listen to this, it makes us wish and desire. Alhamdulillah, it's normal, isn't it, for us to desire and wish. In fact, some people do not have this, my dear viewers, and people think that I wish to go to this place. They think, oh, I wish, I can't wait to go there, and I can't wait to go to this place. And they wish to go to different countries. There's no harm to want to go to different countries, as long as, inshallah, there's no wrong intentions, my dear viewers. But really, what we should think about is, have you actually performed your Umrah? Have you actually performed your Hajj? This is a question we need to be asking, because performing Hajj, this is, inshallah we'll get to this today too, is obligatory, my dear viewers. And yes, subhanAllah, if you have performed Hajj, then go perform Umrah, because you know, I don't think I've ever come across a person who has gone to these places and not consider them to be the best of places. Now, yes, one thing is that, subhanAllah, our Sharia tells us, the Quran and Ahadith Sharif, they tell us that these are the sacred places, these are the best of places. But just a general experience, anybody was to go there, they would all say, wow, that's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, going to the blessed lands, going to Al-Makkah Al-Mukarramah, that place where, which we always see, subhanAllah, ever since we were children, ever since we were kids, we would always see. And even the Blessed Dome within Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah for the Masjid Al-Nabawi Sharif, the prophetic Masjid, the Masjid of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Ala Alayhi Wa Sallam, so beautiful. And then there's the Masjid Al-Aqsa too, my dear viewers of Madani in Palestine. So beautiful, really. And these are sacred lands, these are special places, which any place out of these cannot compare to these places, my dear viewers. SubhanAllah, they are blessed places, the places of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And undoubtedly, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting now is the best of all places. Now, and yes, this is what the kalam was about, praying, doing dua. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to go and visit these places, not just once, but Ya Allah, every single year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to visit these places each and every single year, inshallah, azza wa jal. And allow us to perform the Umrah, the Tawaf of the Ka'bah al-Musharrafah, to walk between Safa and Marwa, the two mountains, to drink the blessed water of Zamzam, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, the blessed water of Zamzam, to be able to drink this water, inshallah, and, you know, perform the rituals in the proper manner, in the correct manner, inshallah. And for those that have not performed Hajj, there may be some people who they possess the wealth, they have the money, they have the means, they have not gone. May Allah Ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to go. And for those that do not possess the wealth, for those that do not possess the means, but they wish, they desire to go and perform Umrah or Hajj, then I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, grant them the means to go and perform Hajj or Umrah. Both, inshallah. Yes, whenever we go Hajj, subhanahu wa ta'ala, people, we try to, because we go quite early, don't we? We try to perform Umrah too. Now, it's not as it used to be. We will come to this a little later, inshallah. Now, the topic of the day, the Islamic calendar. We know so much about the Western calendar. Approximately in the year 570-571, in the year 570-571, from amongst all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approximately 124,000 prophets. The last and final prophet and messenger. We must understand there's one thing which is a prophet and one thing which is a messenger, my dear viewers. A prophet is such an individual who was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to invite people towards Islam, towards the belief in the one and only God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in terms of the Sharia, he will continue preaching that of the previous prophet or the previous messenger. So the same book, the same scripture of a previous messenger, a prophet would continue teaching that. And that prophet, so these are the prophets, but from amongst these prophets, some were given their own Sharia, some were given their own book, their own scripture. These are known as messengers, and there are approximately 313 messengers. So every messenger is a prophet too, but not every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a messenger. So we have heard of many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are not messengers. But every messenger is a prophet too. So it's a bit, you know, maybe a little difficult to grasp, or maybe a little difficult to try to get hold of. I'll say it once more. Every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a prophet. But every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a messenger. This is what I was supposed to say. So every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a messenger. Is not a messenger. But every messenger, there were approximately 313 messengers, every messenger is a prophet too. So he's a prophet and a messenger. But the prophets, not every single one of them are messengers. So how did we come to prophet and messengers? That in the year 570, yes, according to the English calendar, as you would say, is known as the Gregorian calendar. According to this calendar, in the year 571 or the year 570 CE or AD, the last and final prophet, the last and final messenger. So now if we say the last prophet, it means the last messenger too. Because if there can't be another prophet, there can't be another messenger. Why is this? You should understand. Because as we said, that even the messengers, every one of them is a prophet. So if there can't be a prophet, there can't be a messenger. There's no such thing as a person being a messenger and not a prophet. Every messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a prophet too. So the last and final prophet, the last and final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was born in the year approximately 570 or 571 AD, 571 CE if you wish to go by. Now this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none other than Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This was when he was born. This is when we have, generally whenever we say Islam, this is what we refer to. This is what we mean by the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So that's 571. This is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, my dear viewers. Now during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember our Islamic calendar has not begun yet. The Islamic calendar has not begun yet. In fact, the Meccans, they did not have a calendar. They did not even go by the English calendar, the Gregorian calendar. This was by the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire, they had made this calendar, which is known as the Gregorian calendar. And for them it was important. Why? Because they are a huge empire. They have covered so much land. So much land, my dear viewers. It was later split into the Eastern and the Western Roman Empires. But because there was so much land, because there were so many incidents, it was very important for them to have a common date to go by, something to go by. It was very, very important. They needed it. But the Arabs, they were a people who were nothing, really. The Arabs, they were nothing, my dear viewers. They were not even recognized. They were rarely recognized. The other empires, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, who would always be fighting between each other, they would never even bother going to the Arabs. These people were considered Bedouins, nomads, nothing special. They had nothing, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. So this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. He was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, a place where people would just come for pilgrimage. Yes, people would come from far and wide. They would come for their pilgrimage to perform their Hajj, to perform their pilgrimage. And during that time, there were idols in the Kaaba, or in and around, and even above the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. In fact, at that time, there wasn't even any roof to the Kaaba al-Musharrafah. Now, why am I speaking about this? Because during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Arabs at that time, they did not have any calendar. But yes, other people, they did have their calendars. Even the Persians, they had their own calendar. But the difference between the Roman calendar and the Persian was that the Roman, they had a fixed calendar. So during that time, they were in the year approximately 570. But the Persians, their calendar would continue to change. And the Arabs were similar to this, that the Romans, their new calendar would change with a new ruler. Whoever was the new ruler of the Persian Empire, then the new calendar would begin from there. So they would say, ever since such and such person, let's just say a person's name was Zayd, he was a Persian. And they would say, ever since Zayd, it has been so many days, 2 months since the reign of Zayd. 10 months, 1 year since the reign of Zayd. And then when that ruler would change, then again the calendar would start again. So this was a little problematic. And the Arabs themselves, the people of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Arabs of that time, they too did not have a calendar. What did they used to do? Yes, they had the months. And the months are something, the 12 months, these are something which are from the beginning of creation, my dear viewers. And what did the Arabs do? They did the same. If there was something, an incident which occurred, which is really, really important, which had a huge impact on the people, then they would say that, what was the date, or when was a person born? And we find this even amongst, you know, I'm speaking for those from the Indian subcontinent. We find that if you were to ask your parents or your grandparents, you know, for some even great grandparents, but mostly not, you don't even reach there. Some of your parents, it will be the situation. That if you were to ask your parents when they were born, most of the time they would say that, I'm not sure exactly. Oh, but what they will do is they will say, they'll have a rough guess. But they'll say, I was born about a year after your auntie or your uncle. So they would compare their age to one another. So you can say that person, he's no more than 90, so I'm about 85 then. So these are the things they would say, that I was born a little after your uncle. I'm just a few years older than him. No, he was born before me. And these are basically how they would say it. They would not even know their own age. This is very recently in the Indian subcontinent. Why? Because It was not important for them to keep a record of the dead. They did not need it. There were people living in their own villages and they were just living their life, my dear viewers. Subhanallah. Now, this is how it was amongst the Arabs too. That they would say, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born when? He was born in the year of Fil. In the year of the elephant. What was the year of the elephant? This is, we don't have time to go through what this means, my dear viewers, but a person came and with some huge elephants and he wished to destroy the Ka'batul Musharrafa and he was not able to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent little pebbles, little stones, which were thrown by birds from the sky and they were destroyed. So this was a great incident. So it said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different narration mentioned different things, was born some days, 14 or so days, after the Amul Fil. So this is how people would speak about the date or incidents. When did it happen? It happened a little after this. Some years after, approximately, they would guess. It would be not an estimation, but a guesstimation. In between a guess and an estimation, my dear viewers of Madani Shalom. So nothing would be specific, nothing would be explicit. So Muslims, they required an Islamic calendar. Allahu Akbar, so much time has already gone. Let's move to our daily reminder and inshallah azzajal, then we shall return to this and speak a little more. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah, talking about unique actions of unique personalities. We mentioned regarding the unique action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a form of politeness. And today we talk about some of the unique actions of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. The unique action of the Sahaba was that they remained hungry and they lived their lives in this state. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that I used to fall between the pulpit of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala due to severe hunger. Someone used to come and place their foot on my neck. He would regard me as insane, but I was completely sane. Extreme hunger caused this state. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would collapse because of the state of staying hungry. And it's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Fadil bin Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that when the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to lead the jamaat, the congregation of salah, there were some companions, alayhim ridwan, who used to fall during salah because of severe hunger. These companions was the Ahle Sufa. The bandsmen used to consider them as insane. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would finish his salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to turn towards them and say, if you knew what reward is store for you in the court of Allah azza wa jal, you would wish that your hunger and poverty would prolong even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, this was the state of the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. But they would remain hungry. This was the unique action of this. They lived a life in such a way that they would spend days and nights in the state of hunger. Some of the companions and saints, rahimahumullah, would stay hungry for many continuous days. In regards to this Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would not eat anything for 6 days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala would not eat for 7 days. The student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala named Abu Jawza radiallahu ta'ala did not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry for 3 days. All these blessed saints or rahimahumullah would gain help in walking in the path
of the hereafter by means of hunger. So my dear Islam brothers, this was a unique action of the Sahaba Ikram, the unique action of the great awliya, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghousi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remain hungry, would not eat anything for a whole year. This was a great miracle of Hazur-e-Baghdad Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So my dear Islam brothers, this is such a unique action proven from the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they would remain hungry for many days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this unique action of theirs and bless us with halal sustenance and bless us with uniqueness in our actions also. My dear Islam brothers, continue to watch the Silsilas on Madani channel regarding unique actions and learn many of the unique ways of the pious people, rahimahullah.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now, coming back to our topic, we're speaking about calendars, about dates. Now, we've heard a lot of the Roman Empire, how they had a specific date, they had a system. The Persians, they changed by the rulers. And then there were the Muslims, there was no date. So we say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, how do we have the Islamic of what we do have, inshallah? And yes, I will talk to you, I will come to explain. You'll have to be a little patient. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, we generally say he was born, and we go in accordance to the English calendar, 570, 571, or amongst the Arabs, we would say the year of Fil, the year of the incident of the elephants, my dear viewers. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born at that time. And then we go by the age of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, well, before he was born, his father, Hazrat Abdullah radhiallahu anhu, had passed away. And then when he was at the age of six, his mother, radhiallahu anha, Hazrat Amina, radhiallahu anha, had passed away. At the age of eight, his grandfather, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, radhiallahu ta'ala anhu, had passed away. And we continue going with his age, and then he spent his time with his uncle Abu Talib. And he married, or even before his marriage, at the age of approximately 20, we say, when there was the Hilful Fudul. And then at the age of 25 was when he got married. So we go by his age at first. When we're talking about the history of Islam, so first we will go by the age of Rasulullah, the approximate age of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. So then, you know, this was when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25, he was married to Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then when he reached the age of 40, he received the first revelation in the cave of Hira, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So at first we do go by the age, and then approximately 13 years later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrates from Makkatul Mukarrama to Al Madinatul Munawwara, and this migration is called Hijra. Hijra means migration, to move from one place to another. I don't just mean, for example, if I was to move from here and I was to go over here, this would not be migration. This would just be moving. But migration is when you moved from living in one place and you move to live at another place which is quite far. And from Makkah al-Mukarrama to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, it was far. Yes, it takes 6 hours or so nowadays, by vehicle, by bus or coach or car, take about 4 hours. So yes, it takes a long time, but in them days it would take days. It would take about 3 days to travel between Makkah al-Mukarrama and Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. So this is known as a migration. This is known as Hijra. This is known as Hijra. And those companions who traveled, who migrated, they are known as the Muhajirun. Them people are known as the Muhajirun. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwara, this is known as a Hijra. But even then, we did not have a Hijra calendar. There was no Islamic calendar. The apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spent approximately 10 years in Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. He spent approximately 10 years in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah, and his apparent demise, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, when he passed away, his apparent demise, when this took place, in the year 1011, this is what we go by, the year 1011 AH. But guess what, my dear viewers? Yes, we say 1011 AH, but in actual fact, at that time, there was no calendar. Nobody would say 10 or 11 AH. After the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there was afdalul bashar ba'd al-anbiya, with no exceptions. That Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he's the greatest of all men. Even no woman was greater too after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the greatest of all mankind after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the greatest person. So he was also the first Khalifa. He was also the first Khalifa of Islam. The Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now, throughout the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, there was still no calendar. So if they were to speak about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not say this happened at this time. There would not be a specific calendar, no. But approximately 4 years or so after the apparent demise of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during the Khilafah of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, during his time, what happened? A few incidents took place. Not just one, but a few incidents took place. One is that Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent a letter to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says to him, he says that, "Oh Umar, you know, as the Khalifa, as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of all the Muslims, you give us orders, you send us orders, and you say that such things must be done at such times. But, you know, for example, you may say in the month of Ramadan, but sometimes we don't understand that which Ramadan are you referring to? Are you referring to the Ramadan of this, the coming Ramadan, or the next Ramadan? And sometimes there's a dispute between two people. One person, he'll borrow some money. One person will borrow some money and they would say that I will give you this money at such and such time, or I will make this payment at such and such time. The other person, he agrees. Let's just say this is Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban. So they both come to an agreement, that's fine. In the month of Sha'ban, you're going to pay me. Now, this year, the Sha'ban, the month comes, the month arrives. So he goes to the person he sold something to, the person that owes him money. And he says to him, "You said to me, in the month of Sha'ban, you will give me my money. It is Sha'ban, now can you please give me my money?" This is another example. But these sort of disputes would occur. Could you now give me? And he would say, "No, I wasn't referring to this Sha'ban, I was referring to the next Sha'ban." Why? Because they only said the months, and yes, we had the months, as I mentioned. But we did not have the years. So these problems continue to occur. And it became a problem for the Muslims. Why? Because now the Muslims were growing. You could say it was an empire during the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So these complaints continued to come. And so Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he brought the companions together. You know, those individuals who were of a senior rank, he brought them together and he said to them that we are having these problems and we need a solution to this. Well, the solution is a calendar. We need a calendar. We need a specific year, a specific date to begin our calendar from. So everybody, you know, or many people, they came together and they began to discuss, they began to have a mashwara, a meeting. And people gave their own ideas. They said that one person who was from Persia, the Persian Empire, who accepted Islam at the hands of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that in Persia, we used to have a specific day, and we have a specific calendar. He says that this is the new year, this is where it begins, and this is how our calendar works, so we go by a specific ruler. But that was no good. Why? Because as soon as the ruler would change, then again they would restart their calendar. So that was not very good. And then some people thought that, you know, the Gregorian calendar, it was the year, what, it was the 7th century. So 600, it was the 7th century at that time. So they'll say, let's go back, but that was 700 years ago. And we needed something Islamic, something which related to Islam, to the Prophet ﷺ, etc. So people, some said, when the Prophet ﷺ was born, we could go by that. Some said the demise, but that's something which is sad, that's something which is emotional, the apparent demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then one person had said, possibly Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karam Allahu wajhahu kareem, said that the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first year after the hijrah was during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was known as the year of permission for migration. This is what they would say, that during the time of the year of permission to migrate, and the second year they would say the permission to fight. So depending on incidents which took place, this was how they would base their calendar. Whatever took place, whatever happened, whatever transpired. So then Hazrat Ali says, why not the Hijrah calendar? Meaning, why not when the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Al-Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, when Rasulullah ﷺ migrated, why don't we make this the first time? We all understand when he migrated during the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And then they all came to agreement that yes, let's start our calendar at that time. Now even that's in the past. There's a Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the year at that time when this meeting took place was 17 years after the Hijrah took place. But 17 years later was when the Islamic calendar was established. So everything which took place was now brought into the Islamic calendar. The year of the Hijrah was zero. When the Hijrah took place, the year after is known as the first year after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say it is 1442, this is the year. 1400, meaning 1442 years. This is our year. For example, it's 2021, the Gregorian calendar. But in the Islamic calendar is 1442. What does this mean? That it has been 1442 years since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Madinah al-Munawwarah. My dear viewers, subhanAllah, there's so much more to be said. Please do stick with us. But my dear viewers, let's move to our daily hadith sharif for now. Sallu ala al-hadith sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala an anna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam qal, laysa ash-shadidu bis-sura'ati innama ash-shadidu alladhi yamliku nafsahu inda al-ghadab. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the strong man is not the one who can wrestle, rather the strong man is the one who can control himself when he is in a rage of fit, when he is angry. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, no doubt this is a very testing moment when one becomes angry, especially for those who become easily provoked and tend to get angry over small things. But through practice and patience, one is eventually able to control his anger. We will have heard many ways and techniques and strategies how to dispel anger, but today I bring you another beautiful way another beautiful tactic to keep ourselves controlled and composed in the state of anger, and that is by remembering the instruction, remembering the advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a beautiful and simple advice it is, narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, and that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be advised. He asked, Ya Rasulullah, advise me. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La taghdab, do not become angry. So the man, he asked the question again and again, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept replying, La taghdab, la taghdab, do not get angry, do not become furious. Subhanallah, if only this advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come to our mind when we are also angry, then surely it will aid us in putting off our anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to always safeguard ourselves from committing sins. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandiri Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Coming back to the calendar. So then this calendar, as I mentioned, approximately 17 years after the actual hijrah, the calendar was made from the hijri. A very important note that there are 12 months, and these 12 months have been ever since the beginning, ever since the creation. The 12 months have been ever since the creation, although the names may have differed. And in fact, another very important thing we need to understand is that like the English calendar, the Gregorian calendar, we go by the sun. But the Islamic calendar, we go by the moon. Yes, the moon, there are either 29 or 30 days. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanAllah, our program is coming to a close today. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Rise and shine. We shall have more rise and shine tomorrow morning. Please do join us again tomorrow morning to learn so much more. Inshallah. There's always so much more to learn. You shall be learning so much more information. Continue to watch Madani channel and continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will